in Niuki, where we are, if we consider the easiest and only way to get to Niuki is to take the canoe from Kinshasa to here, Niuki, we would take a motorized canoe to get here, and it would take us 7 days. And to get to Jorlu, it would take a whole month to get there. But with math, it only takes 4 hours to get to Jorlu.
There was a Serb in the French party. He was incredibly passionate about the Bulgarians. He really hated them. He used to borrow bombs from me. His adapter, I guess, only took 4 bombs, or maybe he had 2 adapters, one under each wing. Altogether, however, he could hang 6 bombs on the outside, but that wasn't enough for him.
Monday at 08:30, I reported sick. Temperature 99 degrees Fahrenheit. In the evening, I was sent with the M18 monitor to Liminaria, as I was suffering from malaria fever. Among the documents found on his clothes was a photograph, which was sent to the squadron headquarters. The photograph showed 2 officers standing in front of a Sopwith 1 and a 1/2 strutter. The officer to the left of the propeller was the dead pilot, Sub-Lieutenant Hampas.
Irrespective of the uniforms we were all victims. I felt then, as I feel now, politicians who took us to war, they should have been given the guns and told to settle their differences themselves, instead of organising nothing better than legalised mass murder.
Andy, the fella that called you about your services is over in the family room. Go grab yourself a Budweiser or something, kid. Huh. Not a morning guy, huh?